Burt Show.
This is a video I found on YouTube yesterday. And before you even get to the audio, just the text comes up and it says this, which is pretty important for you to know before you hear the outgoing message. It says, this is the message that the, I can't even pronounce the name, high school in Queensland, Australia staff voted unanimously to record their school telephone answering machine. So any parent that was calling up in off hours was going to hear this answer, this outgoing message, okay? This is the actual answering machine message for the school. This came about because they implemented a policy requiring students and parents to be responsible for their children's absences and missing homework. The school and teachers are being sued by parents who want their children's failing grades changed to passing grades, even though those children were absent 15 to 30 times during the semester and did not complete enough schoolwork to pass their classes. So you can almost feel how upset the teachers are about this whole thing, right?
Absolutely.
So they recorded this message and left it on the outgoing voicemail.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection.
Hello.
To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.
Awesome.
Wow, I could say there are teachers listening right now that are hailing that voicemail.
That's
awesome.
In the air.
Wow.
Brilliant.
That's absolutely great. Right. And parents, I bet, are P.O.'d.
Mad about it. I mean, I guess there's this lawsuit and people are very, very passionate about it.
So what are the parents suing for? So their kids, because their kids failed?
Yeah, this is what
so
the text
suing?
Says. It says that this came about because they implemented a policy requiring students and parents to be responsible for their children's absences and missing homework. The school and teachers are being sued by parents who want their children's failing grades changed to passing grades.
Wow.
Even though those children were absent 15 to 30 times during the semester and did not complete enough work to pass their classes.
Wow.
So the parents are literally suing them now. To
dumb.
Get their kids to pass.
Ridiculous.
I love it. That whole thing is fantastic.
Isn't that great?
I want to listen to it again. I want to send it to my mom.
Yeah, the phone lines are lighting up with parents.
They're all going to be teachers.
Oh, yeah.
How can we get that in our school?
Hey, Charles, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? love your show. Just to let you know, you guys need to put that online. I want that as my voicemail.
Joanna is putting it up online right now, so you can go to Q100Atlanta.com, okay?
Dude, I'm all over it. You watch.
did that feel like it should have come from you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, all these teachers are calling up saying it's the greatest thing they ever heard in their lives. Hey, Heather, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Great,
good.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I have a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and I 100% agree with it. I mean, parents not only, but the children do need to take steps to, you know, take care of their own actions.
Sure, you know, and we've talked about this a million times also, how parents make a million different excuses for their own kids. They'll judge other parents and other
right.
kids,
mm-hmm.
but it's when it's your angel. Mm-hmm. It's your angel. And that's such
yeah.
a...
But you can't sue. If your kid fails, you can't sue the school.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
I know it sounds like common sense, but I think there's some parents that just... I don't know.
I couldn't imagine.
Or so against the school.
I've got such an ass whooping when I brought home bad grades.
Oh my goodness.
If my report card and bad grades are relative, because like if I got all A's and one B, I remember getting all A's in a B in phys ed because I goofed off. And you know, because it was like that. It was the month when you had to do the presidential physical fitness test and all the other climb up the rope. So I spent most of the gym just waiting in line. Then I remember, like, we snuck off into the other gym. We're playing basketball and all this other stuff. So we got docked. I got in trouble for getting a B in gym.
Yeah, I got kicked off my baseball team from my parents for getting a C in art.
Yes.
Because I had to keep it A's and B's.
Mm-hmm.
And I got booted for that.
It's gym. It's like, some now, college right? is going to look at it and go, hey, listen, you were shooting hoop when you should have been climbing a rope. Sorry. Can't let you in.
Hey, Amy. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I just think that is absolutely hilarious. And I don't understand how parents can't let their can't make their kids go to school. Mm-hmm. All my life, I had maybe one absence a year. I just don't understand that, how they expect their kids to grow and to learn if they're not even sending them to school.
I agree. So do a whole bunch of other teachers. Hey, Ashley.
Hi. I was just calling to say that I love the message, of course. But I also wanted to let you guys know, in case you didn't, I'm a teacher in Gwinnett. And we are not allowed to fail students based on homework completion either.
Really?
So what do you pass or fail them on? Just in class tests?
Yeah, and in class work, we can't fail them based on participation in class or completion of homework.
That's weird.
Well, won't that sort of just work itself out, though? Like, if they're not doing the homework, sure, you can't fail them for not doing the homework, but inevitably, they're going to end up failing your class anyway because they're not going to pass the tests.
Yes, a lot of times, yes.
So
except the occasional genius who is going to, you know, pass your tests and stuff without doing any work.
But I just think there's so much power has been taken out of teachers' hands slowly over time, and now you can't even grade them on everything that goes on in the class?
No, this is
That's
the
ridiculous.
Only, this is the only power you have left.
Hello, you have reached the automated answering service of your school. In order to assist you in connecting to the right staff member, please listen to all the options before making a selection. To lie about why your child is absent, press 1. To make excuses for why your child did not do his homework, press 2. To complain about what we do, press 3. To swear at staff members, press 4. To ask why you didn't get information that has already been enclosed in your newsletter and several flyers that have been mailed to you, press 5. If you want us to raise your child, press 6. If you want to reach out and touch, slap, or hit someone, press 7. To request another teacher for the third time this year, press 8. To complain about bus transportation, press 9. To complain about school lunches, press 0. If you realize this is the real world and your child must be accountable and responsible for his or her own behavior, classwork, and homework, and that it's not the teacher's fault for your child's lack of effort, hang up and have a nice day. If you want this in another language, move to a country that speaks it. Thank you for your interest in public education.
The last thing is probably more offensive than anything else.
Yeah, but I think it's fantastic.
It's funny.
The Bird Show.